Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late night conversation, wealth, losing sleep.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's go to Sloop John B. Good evening, Sloop. Oh, let's try again.
Who does?
We missed the beginning of that because the fader was down. I apologise. And take two.
It's too bad she won't live. But then again, who does? That was a line from a film you've been throwing shade at, but that's not why I called it.
What film have I been throwing shade at?
Blade Runner.
Oh, it's a terrible movie.
It's a classic. I'm not going to fall out with you over it, but you're wrong in this.
It sounds like you are falling out with me over it because you know I'm right. Everyone thinks it's great and it's arty. It's like art science fiction. No, it's not. It's boring crap.
It's beautiful.
I'm not going to go there, but I wanted to talk to you about, you were talking about weird vibes and something in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Something crazy happened to me tonight.
Yeah.
And I think it's something universal. I saw a guy basically get knocked off his bike in the middle of Finchley Road. He's okay, man. He's in hospital now. But it's more the way people acted. That was kind of, you just thought, like, what's going on, you know? And I was walking down Finchley Road, and basically, there was a guy in the middle of the road trying to stop the cars, and they were all getting aggressive and just trying to get past him. And as I looked to the side of him, there's a guy lying in a heap with his bike on top of him.
Right.
And I just was like, what the... You know, so I said, right, well, if everyone's just going to stand on the side of the road, not trying to be a hero, but I just was like, right. So I walked into the traffic and was trying to say, look, can you please stop?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we got the guy to the side of the road.
And no one was stopping the traffic.
Some were stopping.
I jumped in front of a car the other week, right, in a busy road. I jumped in front of a car with my arm out because a dog had run into the road. So no one would do it for a human. Wow.
Yeah, but this is where it gets weirder. So the chap, Dan, what happened was his wheel had broken and it flipped like a pancake over.
Yeah.
So basically, we got him to the side of the road. It was outside a place called the O2 Stench. Anyone who knows Finchley Road will know it's a big sort of place.
Uh-huh.
And there was another chap, Andy, had been stopping the car. So we're basically talking to him, and I called up 999. You know, I said, what else would you do? And a guy with a can of beer comes along, and basically he's like, what are you looking at? Well, you know, I had to put my hand on the phone and go, mate, I'm trying to call an ambulance for this guy. So your man's standing there and getting quite aggro and kicking the sort of iron railing.
Hang on, I've missed a bit. Why was there a guy with a can getting angry with you?
He just appeared from nowhere. But as I was on the phone with the emergency services, like trying to say to him, look, you know, he's in shock, he's quite shaky. This guy's kind of gone to me, what are you looking at?
What?
And he made it sort of like it was a joke, but it wasn't. So I said, sorry, mate. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to call the ambulance, right? So he's then kicking the island railings, getting a bit annoyed. And this guy, Andy's looking at me going, oh, what's going on? Then I speak to the ambulance and they're like, right, it's going to be, well, we don't know how long it's going to take or what have you, but it could be a while, so we're waiting there. And a guy in a 4x4 car starts trying to basically reverse and park and bully us out of where we are.
What?
Yeah, but this is better. I knocked on the window and I was trying to, you know, being polite, and he's staring at me. I'm like, can you lower your window? I just need to talk to you. Maybe he didn't see Dan, who was bleeding in a bad way, but anyway, he's gone, you know, looked at me, and I've gone, this guy's just come off his bike. He's had a bad accident. We actually need this space for the ambulance. And he basically rolled his eyes and drove off.
What is going on? This is Brexit. Yeah. This is Brexit personified.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that do you ever look at things in life and just go, people, man? Because he drove off. And I just thought to myself, you could have even asked, like, could we take him to the Royal Free or what have you? So what I was going to say was, yeah, do you ever, those times, there's times like that you just go, oh, okay, I give up on humanity, you know.
But, yeah, I get that every night between 10 and 1.
from the people you talk to. But the thing was, what I was going to say was, the fact that years ago I had therapy when I was quite ill, had sort of helped me, you know. Yeah. And I turned around to Andy afterwards and I went, whatever's going on in that guy's life, you know, yeah, I hope it gets better.
Sloop, well done, man. You did a good thing and you helped a man's life. And that's, you know, that's something to you can take tonight when you go to bed. And then it sounds like I'm saying you should masturbate over it. Not at all. I'm saying what you've done is you've done a really, really good thing.
Wow.
And you can sleep well tonight after you've masturbated about it, which would be weird. But if that's what you want to do, brother, you've deserved it. Let's go to Lewis. Good evening, Lewis.
Hello.
Hello, Lewis.
How are you?
I'm all right. What you got?
I'm just sort of responding to a couple of phone calls ago when you were literally abusing someone, saying that, that you could... Well, you called him a dickhead.
Who was I abusing?
I don't know the names, but was it someone that is a regular... It sounded like a regular phone caller to you.
Can you turn your radio off, please, Lewis?
Yes, mate.
You don't even know who I was talking to or what I was talking about. Try again. Turn your radio off and try again.
No.
Turn your radio off and try again, because I've got no idea what you're talking about, Lewis.
I'll turn the radio off.
And try again, because I don't know what you're talking about. You've not been very clear so far. So try again.
Okay. Well, I've turned the radio off. I think it's someone about,
God, drunk people are so frustrating.
I don't know, but basically, pardon?
I said drunk people are so frustrating, don't you think?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are. Who did I call a dickhead? And what were they talking about? Let's get some context.
Yeah, so you call someone a dickhead.
All right, who was it and what were they talking about? Can we try and get some context, please?
Yeah, but you've abused quite a lot of people.
Could you? No. Let's talk about this one specific incident. Who did I call a dickhead and what was... I got the fader. Who was I calling a dickhead and what were they talking about? Let's try and focus on that.
Look, I've just said to you...
Lewis, answer the question or I'm going to say goodbye to you, mate. Who did I call a dickhead?
I've just said to you, I can't remember his name.
Right, OK, what were they talking about?
Being sort of depressed and stuff like that.
I didn't call someone who was depressed a dickhead, Lewis. Try again, mate. Try again.
You did.
No,
you
I didn't.
Just said,
try
you
again.
Did.
Lewis.
You did.
Lewis.
I can't believe you had this job. You're a complete...
Oh, go away. Go away, Lewis. I can't believe you have a telephone when you're a complete arsehole. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Scrambled eggs. Oh, my baby, how I love your legs.
Hang on a minute. Was that... Well, you're right. So yesterday was Scrambled Eggs, right? That was... We dreamt the tune and he woke up and he didn't write lyrics to it because he thought it was a famous tune, Paul McCartney. And it was morning time, so he'd scrambled eggs. What were the rest of the words to Scrambled Eggs then?
He said, oh, baby, I love your legs, but not as much as Scrambled Eggs. Scrambled Eggs.
In many ways... Better than the lyrics to yesterday, I think. Don't you agree, Catherine? Scrambled eggs.
I've had some rubbish scrambled eggs,
baby,
though. I mean,
I love your legs. Okay, all right. I don't believe a single story Paul McCartney tells about his songwriting.
No, I think he enjoys toying.
Yeah, he's the greatest PR machine of all time.
I'm never going to forget the part of the book that I read from very early on when he was post-Beatles and the press kept traipsing up to his farmhouse door and he threw a bucket of cack on one of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's continued, but this time in terms of stories.
But then do you know, and they took pictures of him.
Yeah,
then what happened?
He thought, oh, God, I'm going to look mad. So he got the whole family into the Land Rover,
trundled
after them and offered them some begrudging pictures.
Yeah.
But which probably earned them quite a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. So, he's great. I love McCartney.
But
anyway,
I do think he has a healthy disrespect for the press.
Anyway, Big Steve, what can we do for you?
Well, guess what my favourite film of all time is?
Blade Runner. Blade Runner 2049.
No, the original.
Blade Runner.
Yes.
So you phone up for a fist fight.
For a what?
Fist fight. Time.
Oh, no, not necessarily.
Okay.
I've got the feeling that people have been phoning in quite a lot about Blade Runner tonight.
No.
Well, have you been listening?
I heard two...
Thanks very much for your call. If you're going to phone in... Well, you know, you don't actually have to have listened. But don't phone in and say...
And have a guess at what people have been saying.
A bloke with mental health and called him a dickhead. Hang on a second. There we go. Yes, Lewis.
Hello. I couldn't really spit my words out then. A bit intimidating. I was online.
Could you turn your radio off, Lewis? And I'll tell you why it was intimidating, because you're talking out your arse, mate. You're a dickhead.
Excuse me, what?
Excuse me, what?
Some people need to go to bed.
Pardon, what?
This is my best reaction I've ever heard. This is a wind-up, right? This has got to be a wind-up.
You told someone not to kill themselves, but carry on cutting themselves.
Oh!
I see.
You did.
I didn't. I literally didn't. Lewis,
online.
Lewis, you're embarrassing.
I hope you don't.
Lewis, you're embarrassing yourself, mate. You're embarrassing yourself. Listen, put the phone down, buddy. Put the bottle down. Go to bed. Yeah, I told someone, don't kill yourself, carry on cutting yourself. That's what I told him, Lewis. Of course I did. That's my advice.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thanks a lot for your call, mate. Got time to go to bed, I think, buddy. Time to go to bed.
You cannot tell people that on the radio.
No, you can't.
You can't, that's why I didn't. Thanks for your call, Lewis. You have a great night.
That's incredible.
Isn't it? Incredible that someone so stupid could find out phone numbers and dial them.
I don't say stupid.
You're stupid. Like, you're stupid.
This is. I didn't say you were stupid.
No, I'm saying you're stupid. I'm saying you're the thickest caller I've ever spoken to in my life, and I've spoken to some thick people. You don't deserve a telephone. You don't deserve a radio. You don't deserve to even speak to me because you're so dumb.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
Thanks for your call, Lewis. Take care, mate. Have a great night.
No, that you cannot speak to people like that.
I'm speaking to you like that because you deserve it. Because you're nasty and you're a liar and you're a fantasist and you're obnoxiously drunk and you're thick. But have a great night, Lewis. Have a great night, Lewis. Lovely to talk to you, buddy.
God, how do you have your job? That is incredible.
I get paid a lot of money.
Absolutely incredible.
I get paid a lot of money to
sort out... a lot of money.
Yeah, I do. To sort out the wheat from the chaff. And you're pure chaff.
Oh, my God.
You're the purest chaff I've ever had the misfortune to finger.
Oh, that's incredible.
Okay. I ban you from listening to my show ever again. You are forbidden from listening to my show. I forbid it. And if I find you listening to my show, there's going to be consequences.
Oh, I'll love it.
I'll bring it on, baby. If I ever find out you've been listening... Shut your face, you knobhead. If I ever find out you're a knobhead... You're a knobhead. You dropped an F-bomb. You lost the argument. Thank you, Lewis. Seriously, if I ever find out you've been listening to my show, I will come round and I will put shit through your letterbox. This is Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Let's go to Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Katarina.
Hello, Susan.
Let's make it quick, Susan, please.
Right. I want some advice from you guys, please. I like the advice you give, OK? I just like it. I think you're good, you know? You're pretty cool on advice.
I'm not in an advice kind of mood tonight. I think we've done enough advice tonight, so I'm going to pass, if that's OK.
It's not complicated.
That's like, well, then you can work it out yourself, I'm sure.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm not...
I want Katarina to do it.
Unlucky,
you
mate.
You don't want to do it.
Unlucky. We're not going to do it, Susan.
Katarina...
Don't speak to me like that.
Katarina!
But thanks for your call, Susan. Have a great night.
Katarina!
Good night. Thanks very much for your call. Let's go
I've got
to...
water in my ears, but that might have blasted it out.
Let's go to Chris. Good evening, Chris. Oh, let's try... Chris, good evening, Chris.
I feel a bad caller. You've had some really dodgy callers this evening.
Yep, and it just keeps on going.
I know, they're all having a go at you, Ian.
Yep, okay. What have you got for us?
And you know, you're not a bad guy, are you?
Nope.
Catherine?
Nope, Catherine is not a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy. What have you called in for?
I was going to tell you, I booked my hotel.
Ooh.
Oh, don't panic.
Ooh.
For Rob Brydon?
Catherine, no. I'm still going there on the 20th of September.
That's already booked. That's in the bag.
Yes. Oh, that sounded awful now.
Okay, let's just get to... Honestly, I'm really losing patience. Let's just get... You booked the hotel, you're going to come...
Great.
Are you coming to Bath?
Yes.
Yes, mate!
I get lost going over to the little convenience store.
Okay. So hopefully we'll see you on the 7th. If not, if anyone sees a blind, angry Welshman wandering around Bath, please feed him and water him, but not after midnight.
I'm not blind.
Oh.
I'm not blind. I can still see. People say I can't see. I do carry a white cane, and I.
One of the pretend blind.
No, I don't bloody pretend.
Get to the point, man! Jeez!
Don't get annoyed with me, please.
I'm annoyed with everyone. Everyone's getting right on my nerves tonight. Everyone, Chris.
Sorry. I know. My niece and her husband and the three children came down last Sunday, and I took them out for lunch.
Yes.
Mm.
And so I got a filthy habit. I bloody smoke.
You masturbate in pubs.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I know.
You've got to stop that.
Catherine, give him a slap round the head.
Ow!
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And the two twin boys, right?
Chris, listen. Can we speak tomorrow, please? Would that be all right?
No, they were met. Right, they think my white cane is like some
lightsaber.
Bloody.
Can we talk tomorrow, Chris?
All right, I'm gonna ring the venue up tomorrow.
Yep.
so I know where I'm going to. Beautiful. And I'm going to ask him to help me for assistance to go in there.
Beautiful. We look forward to meeting you on the 7th, and we're going to, hopefully you're going to have a great night.
And the people that run Bath are wonderful.
The people that run the theatre in Bath, yeah. The Rondo Theatre. I don't know about the councillors or any of those guys. We can't vouch for them. But the team behind the Rondo Theatre are superb.
I still haven't bought a ticket, though.
You don't need one. Your name's on the door, buddy. And if you want to bring a guest, then their name will be on the door as well.
Oh, thank you, guys. Okay.
Right, we'll see you.
Yeah, I look forward.
We will see you later on, Chris. Thanks a lot, mate. Take care.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Chris. Still got 24 tickets, I think, for Bath, which is great, which means we sold about 81, something like that.
That's a party.
Lovely numbers. We normally sell about 90 there, so we're on track. IanLee.com/event. We did cancel. We've had to cancel the show in London on the 14th of September. The Rabbit Hole Picture Show is cancelled. We just didn't sell enough tickets, and me and Kath made the call to cancel it. And if you bought a ticket, you will get a refund. And we apologise. That's the way it goes sometimes. Let us go to Julie. Good evening, Julie.
Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hi, Julie.
Oh, God. A great start
to
the call.
There we go. Well, luckily, the fader was down for the beginnings because I muffed it up. So I've got to let you know. I might take it later on, but that Lewis guy's still calling in, just flashing up on the screen. I tell you what, if he's still calling at 8:30, I'll put him on the air.
Do you want to take him now? No. I don't mind.
Julie, you are wicked.
Julie, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Lewis, you're on the air. You're through to Julie. What's your language?
Hi, Lewis.
I don't swear, so anyway.
Well, you did because we heard you, but carry on.
Okay. I'm not really happy about the first time I've really listened to Talk Sport. Not Sport.
Talk Radio, sorry. Not Sport, but yeah.
But for someone to tell me, a host, that they're going to post poo through my door.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that was?
I would like to speak to like a manager or Ofcom or something like that, please.
Well, I'm in supervisor, so I can help you.
Don't, because we'll get in trouble.
But you can Google Ofcom. Okay.
He's not. Lewis, Google the number for Ofcom, mate, and say that you want to make a complaint that a host was going to post poo through your letterbox. See how that goes down, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But be warned, they will take the full transcript, including you dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah. Can I ask, Lewis? Let me ask, right?
Yeah, go on.
What are you really angry about? We've had a bit of fun, and I'm guessing that the caller who had been doing the self-harm and luckily had stopped it, I just feel that's connected with you.
Mate, yeah.
I feel that it's connected with you in a bigger way.
And it is connected with me, but I was just like, oh, my God, what have I heard?
But I didn't say that. Like, Lewis, seriously, I didn't say it.
No, I'm chatting to you, mate.
Yeah, I know, I'm chatting to you. And you need to listen. I didn't say what you said I said. Turn your radio off, man. Turn your radio off, because otherwise you get confused because there's a 7-second delay and it will just confuse you. I want to talk to you.
Yes, I know there is. I'm not confused.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound very good from our point of view, so could you turn your radio off, please?
It is off.
It is now. Great. How did that call connect with you?
I was just chilling out, listening to Talk Radio, thinking this is lovely. I don't want music.
No one's ever called this show lovely before, but okay.
But I was just like, oh my God, he's just said, like, don't kill yourself, but carry on.
I didn't, Lewis, I literally didn't say it, mate. You misheard it, and I'm sorry you misheard it.
Okay, maybe I did mishear it, so I'll apologise as well.
That's fine, I accept the apology.
I'm gonna, the
poo that I've bagged, I'm gonna keep it in the boot of my car. You dodged a brown bullet.
Post it through the next caller.
Yeah, exactly. I'll post it through Julie. She loves that kind of stuff. I didn't mean it to sound like that. What's going on with you, Lewis? You sound a little bit drunk, if I'm completely honest. Are you all right, brother?
Oh, no, I'm not drunk. I'm sitting outside looking at the stars with my gorgeous little cockapoo. Oh,
he's on my lap. We're back to poo again. It's the thing that links it all. So you're having a good night?
I do. Yeah, I'm having a lovely evening.
Have a great night. Enjoy it. Listen, enjoy it.
I do appreciate you actually speaking to me again and clarifying it.
There you go. Well, I would never... Listen, with this show, you've probably never heard this show before, Lewis. We like to have a laugh. We don't do Brexit, but we do talk about mental health. I would never tell someone to carry on self-harming. I would never do that. I was congratulating the gentleman because he'd stopped it.
Yeah, OK. I obviously misheard.
Yeah.
So I take it all back and I apologise.
I accept your apology and we're back to square one and I'm glad that we're friends.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh. Lovely. And I'll now carry on listening to you.
Okay, I look forward to probably speaking to you in a few minutes when you miss it, something else.
No, I won't. I promise I won't bring you back.
All right. You're a good man, Lewis. Have a good night.
And you, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that de-escalated quickly, didn't it?
Thanks, Julie. You did a lot of good work there.
It's Kofi Annan, isn't it? I turned around to that. Well, Lewis, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing at how these volatile situations can change so quickly. So thank you. What a night.
What a night.
What a night. What you got for us, Julie?
Well, I was just phoning with an embarrassing situation that I found myself in today. And I wanted to...
Were you trying to park a Land Rover and there was, like, some poor bloke lying in the middle of the road?
Covered in blood.
No, I did something. I was in a supermarket today and I saw something which amused me.
Yeah.
And what it was that there was a woman who was standing in front of the bananas, choosing bananas, and what really amused me was that her backpack was a Minion backpack.
Oh, it's a grown woman.
Yes.
Lucky her. Lucky her.
So she has a Minion backpack, and obviously Minions like bananas. I thought it was quite funny. I got my mobile phone and took a photo. Okay. Because I thought that my kids would find it funny.
Yeah.
The thing that I didn't mention is that the lady was...
Here we go.
A little person.
Oh God.
Here we go.
She was a little person.
That was the joke. It wasn't the Minion backpack. It wasn't the bananas. It was the fact that she looked like a Minion. Is what you're saying?
No, it absolutely was not. But somebody saw me taking a photo and thought that that's why I was taking a photo.
Oh, you're a terrible person.
Yes, said you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yep.
And
she's right.
I didn't say anything because then I felt ashamed of myself. But that's not why I was taking it.
Why are you telling us? If you genuinely, in your heart of hearts, know that that's not why you were taking it, then why would you phone us? Bearing in mind, you used to call us a lot, and that's cool, and then you stopped. Now you text in Martin Kellner and you don't hardly call us at all. And
also, I noticed the time. I mean, if you were that sorry, you'd have rung us at 10.
Mm.
You've waited until everyone's gone to sleep, haven't you, Julie?
Julie.
I can tell you the reason why. I'm going to college in September to start a counsellor psychotherapy course.
Oh, it's going to be on your permanent record.
I cannot recommend this woman as a counsellor.
And I've been reading this... a couple of nights ago when I was listening, I nearly phoned in because I think one of the reasons that you're very happy at the moment is due to the power of vulnerability.
Oh, yeah.
In that you've kind of come out with things that you were not sure about and your sexuality, and that gave you the freedom of being happy.
Yeah.
And you can't be vulnerable and say something without there being a risk. Uncertainty and emotional, and I thought, well, I'm going to phone up and say something
beautiful
and be vulnerable.
Yeah,
knowing that.
Yeah, but he's like bisexual, not an awful person.
Catherine, don't we like Julie? She's one of the, we haven't got many of the good ones left. Not after tonight, though. I've spoken to everyone. Got to keep her on side, even though she is a wrong'un.
But I just thought I would share the fact that I just felt so awful, and that Well, there we go.
Well done. This is it. Showing. Here's the thing. I've said for a while. I've thought for a while that the way to be the best performer you can be is to be free from shame. Right. And actually think about it. Maybe it's the way to be the best human possible. But I don't quite know if that's true yet. But I certainly think for performers, they'd be free from shame. And you have to be able to say things in a public arena, I believe, that cause us shame and or embarrassment. And it's very, very freeing. And you have just done that, Julie. How do you feel as a direct result?
Like, I wish I'd never phoned up and said it.
There you go, you see. And that's
perfect.
That's exactly the way it should be. Thank you very much, Julie.
Can you pay the receptionist on the way out, please?
03444991000. I saw a number plate on the way in. SHITER.
Yeah.
That's shitter, right? SHITER.
Yeah.
That's a number plate. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with this world?
Some people are too free of shame.
That's outrageous behaviour. 0344 499 1000. Gosh, it's 20 past midnight already. This is the Late Night Alternative. Catherine Boyle, Ian Lee, every single weeknight from 10 on Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.